On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yes, it's Victoria time. Time to take your Victoria.
She
joins us now. Tori Lagar, ladies and gentlemen, hold your applause till the end of the program. It screws us up.
It does.
When you do that.
And I hate good things getting screwed up.
Oh, man. Tori and I just got back from North Carolina, where we were at the Charlotte Amphitheater.
Amphitheater.
That's right.
I love that word.
That's fantastic. That's a theater that was underwater.
I think it means it's outside.
Okay. Well, it should be...
Underwater's outside,
well,
too.
That would be aqua theater. I'm sorry.
It is. With Aquaman.
I don't know. Somehow that sounds like it's...
Like ampersand.
Yeah. Like when you go to SeaWorld and Shamu comes out, that's in an amphitheater, it feels like to me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to say fine.
Okay.
Actually, we were performing for a bunch of people that expected to see underwater stuff. And
is it Monday today?
Yes, it is Monday.
It's Happy Labor Day.
Hey, Happy Labor Day to you. That's right.
And we're laboring. What's this about? I don't know.
More than one thing.
Oh, there's labor involved.
Oh, there's labor, baby.
Oh,
do you know that? You know the origins of Labor Day?
No, but I think I'm about to find out.
It's true. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it, would I?
Hello.
There were two guys. One was a carpenter, and one was not.
Are you making this up?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
I actually wrote it down, Tori.
Good for you.
Yeah. No, this is about the San Francisco 49ers. Anyway, there were one was a carpenter, one was something else. And
like a song. If I was a carpenter,
you were something else.
Then you were my lady.
And
would you marry me anyway?
This is the full album version.
Would you have my baby? Go on, sorry.
Okay. It's arguable who came up with this idea, but in order to honor the unions.
Oh, the union, they're involved. I knew
it. Yeah, somehow. They came up with this Labor Day where you get the day off to honor the fact that you work.
I like it.
I would.
It works for me. See what I did there?
I never understood Labor Day because you're honoring work by not working.
Perfect. We should honor birthdays by not having them.
There, I totally agree with you. It is your birthday. People, let's not have it.
Yeah, people are keeping track, man, of how old you are.
That is bad. That is really bad.
Bad news.
I don't want people keeping track. When someone asks me how old I am, do you know I have to think for a second?
People ask you?
Oh, yes.
How rude.
Oh, it's
I've never
constant.
Asked that question, I don't think.
It's constant.
I block
especially
it
in surveys. But no, sometimes it'll come up in conversation. Go, Ron, how old are you?
And they make it casual.
Yeah.
Just to catch you off guard.
Well, that's not very casual. Hey, Ron, how old are you?
How old are you again?
Yeah.
But you've already told
right.
them. See, they slip that word in again.
That's smart, actually.
Yeah,
very, very
saying?
Smart.
Oh, yeah.
That's smarter than a smartphone,
crafty.
Actually. Yes. I don't answer right away. I think about whether I want to answer
remember?
That. Because I don't want to be profiled by my age.
No.
I don't.
You want to be profiled by your race, like everyone else.
Why? Yeah. Why shouldn't I be like anybody else?
Sure.
I'm insulted that it's not by my
you
race.
You and your white privilege. Get out of my face. Get out of my white face.
No, it's wrong because if you say you're a certain age, they might go, oh, okay, I'm going to write you off because you're not active, and or they might think that's young and they'll go, oh,
so you think they're judging you or have an agenda?
Yes, always, and I think everybody does when they ask somebody's age. I think there's always an agenda to it.
Mm.
There's always going to be an internal reaction. They may not come out and say it, except for the people with no filters. They'll always say it immediately.
Like, do I have a filter? I think I do. I use it anyway.
Sometimes on certain things you do, on certain things you don't.
Thank you.
You have a smart filter.
Like a smartphone.
Yes. Well, you're like a water filter. You're like
the Brita?
A water filter.
Okay.
You're like a Brita.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes. So
I will stop there. So you will be exercising that filter.
I just exercised my filter. See?
I heard it.
No, I don't think it should make a difference. I think we were talking about this on the television thing before. That was a long time ago, though.
God, it feels like it.
Really, doesn't it? We were talking about that, how when you're, if you're a 20-year-old dating a 2-year-old, there's an 18-year difference. That would be like so wrong.
I don't even have words for that. It's not even physically possible.
It's not even physically possible. I'm disgusted. It's just an example of how 18 years there is like, come on. And yet 18 years when you're an adult is not that really remarkable.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I think it's great.
That's all I'll say about that, as I've seen it.
That's all you have to say.
Right.
That's all you have to say.
Right. Oh, speaking of birthdays and ages and funny things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other day,
mm-hmm.
I was in a room.
Yes.
And talking with a person. I'm so vague. But I hate to, these people might listen to this show.
As opposed to talking to yourself.
You know, yeah. And okay. I know some of these people listen, and I don't want to use names unless I'm angry. And that usually, even then, I won't.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be sued.
All right.
You have no grounds.
Correct.
It's no malice.
This is not public.
And this isn't even anything. It's just an observation.
Okay.
A woman came in the room,
mm-hmm.
and she's kind of giving me the cold shoulder. And we're going to be, we're having a meeting together, and she's going to be one of the participants in this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just a little funny, and mm-hmm. I'm catching that vibe, which I don't like.
Yep.
But I kept it together.
Yep.
And I'm as the hour is progressing, it was a half hour.
Yep.
I'm thinking, she's small like me.
Mm-hmm.
The other people in the room were very, very heavy set or older or something.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got it together, but mm-hmm. then she sees me, and she's a little insecure. She thought she was going to be the babe in the room.
Okay.
And not that I'm saying I'm the babe in the room, but in her mind, I think all of a sudden the wall came up.
See.
And she's like, oh.
Competition.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm trying to be friendly.
Right.
My son is dead.
Yes.
And people are asking me how I am. And she's going to be all something. And I would like to be her friend, but she's already got this wall up like, I'm the skinny, tiny, 5 foot tall, 100-pound babe.
Yeah, you don't want to be a friend.
And now I'm put off by her.
Right.
I'm like, I feel like saying to the person in charge of the meeting, who was that broad and mm-hmm. what was that about?
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like I'm being oversensitive about it. So I'm just like, whatever, let's just forget about it. I'll just bring it up on the podcast.
Maybe she was in a bad mood that day.
Yes, it could be anything.
Was she nasty to everybody, or was she cold-shouldery?
She was closed off and looking at me funny and giving me abrupt answers. And I'm like thinking, what did I ever do to you, lady?
Did she do it to everybody, or were you the person who was doing the speaking?
Just me. No, no, she was fine with everybody else, because everybody else was not hot like her, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And I hate to say it, but I was probably a little bit younger than her, maybe by a couple of years.
Ouch.
Just a couple.
Ouch.
But she was holding it. She looked great.
Yeah.
But there was some animosity.
She knew she looked great, too.
Yeah, and she sees me, and she's like, whoa, hold the phone.
Yeah, well, she's what we call a spoiled little rotten bitch.
Well, maybe I see. You know what? Then I start thinking, do I ever act that way? When someone hotter than me comes in the room, do I get like, oh. And now I'm worrying if I'm doing what she's doing, and I hate that if I do that. I don't want to do that. Don't call me about it, because I'm not taking calls right now.
No, we're not. We should say we're not taking your calls today. Thank you for your calls, though.
And every time we do a podcast, they want to call. I understand. They want to get in on.
They want to get in on the
because
action.
We used to do the radio, and they think it's the same.
That could be the
deal.
Nasty little bitch who's calling right now and saying, "How dare you talk about me?"
I don't even know if I'd call her nasty or the B word.
Cold shoulder.
But there was something. Yeah,
shoulder,
I didn't deserve
that.
I wasn't even doing anything. Standing there looking like I look.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that's what people don't like sometimes. They judge me right away because they, you're skinny.
Oh, I see. Well, you still have to be pretty bitchy for that to get to you.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know what her deal was. It's annoying. It's annoying.
Well, I mean, it was only half an hour of my life, but I just felt like I didn't deserve it. But
I wonder the same. Maybe the lady listens to the podcasts.
She won't even know
anything. Okay, fine.
She didn't even acknowledge my name. Hi, nice to meet you. You know, like I do, I go that.
Your,
she's just standing there looking at me like I got two
proceed.
Heads.
Yeah. Did you indeed that day have two heads?
I don't know.
That's a great expression, isn't it?
That's a great song.
Yeah.
That came out like a year ago.
So the idea of the two heads would not be that one head's thinking one thing, the other head's thinking the other thing. It's just you would be disfigured.
Disfigured. Yeah.
I wish I had three heads.
No. That's like Ghidra.
Would that be a mythical figure?
Well, no. Like a Godzilla and Rodan and, those Japanese monster movies.
Yeah.
Ghidra was the thing with the three heads. Almost looked like a dragon.
Oh, that'd be like Sinbad or Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh, I love those things. Yeah, those movies.
Hercules.
With Ray Harryhausen.
Yeah.
Who did those effects. Was ahead of his time.
A three head of his time. Thank you very much. Now, it'd be great for me because then I could look ahead, behind me, and to one of the sides.
But don't come near me because that's creepy and I don't want to see you.
Okay, fine. Well, they have operations and pills now for these things, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, they do.
I have the same problem, Tori, kind of. When I walk into a room and there are a lot of people, people don't gyrate necessarily.
That'd be like the hop with doing a twist.
They don't dance near me. They don't come over.
Up Blueberry Hill to you.
Right. I see. Because I probably don't smile immediately. And I think I have a very menacing look to me because I'm very tall.
Yes, that's true.
I'm not small and skinny. And I have a beard, which makes me look like I screwed something up in the woods somewhere.
Well, you're keeping it in line. It's not out of control. I've seen epic beards.
And I have long hair, which means like either I'm really nice or I murdered somebody.
I like it pulled back. It looks good like fine. That.
Thank you very much. But anyway, so I think people are intimidated by this huge object.
Right, you're an object.
Yeah, I am an object. So
I object.
It's
the same. Spelled the same.
It is. And why?
That's why English
is
the hardest to learn. I object to that object.
Think about that one, folks.
Chew on that.
You chew on this. That's what
she said.
Thank you. Garnishing your wages. Remember that one?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Still to this day, it still bothers me that.
Don't try to learn English. Go learn something else.
Do something else. Learn Spanish. My God.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think I should do that.
Yeah, Spanish is probably the language of the world now.
No, English is. But I mean, it's like this, it's the language of...
I think even in the mosques, they're doing Spanish now.
French. Arabic. Not French. Over in the Middle East, they also... French is one of the languages, by the way. Oops.
Well, of course, yes. There's a lot there's a lot of intertwined relationships going on there. I'm so upset about that particular word. It just bothers me, the garnish thing, because how can the same word be used as an opposite? It floors me. I'm very angry about it, like they ran out of words or something like that.
You know what bothers me?
No, tell me.
Noises. No. gossip. You know what? I don't get involved in it. I don't follow it, so I don't know, and I don't care. Okay?
I don't either.
I don't really want to hear about it, is my point. Okay? So don't tell me.
So do you get involved in it?
No. If people start wanting to gossip to me, sometimes I'm like thinking, I don't want this. This is extra stress in my life. It's nonsensical information. I don't care. I don't mean to sound like I don't care when I'm talking to you.
Because when you're... Well, if two people know the same person, it may be somewhat interesting, but if you don't... I have a lot of friends, and that's really not true, but I have a lot of friends, and we talk on the phone, and they go on and on about something that happened to them.
Yeah.
Didn't happen to me.
Right, I gotcha.
About a friend, and I'm interested for the first minute. And then when it goes on beyond that, it's like, now you're just talking to hear yourself.
Yeah, anything
talk.
Beyond a minute, I don't think I can listen to, no matter what it
get
is.
Get to the
usually.
Point. And half of them, and those people always say to make a long story short. And they know that when they say that, they're just buying more time to make it longer.
Yeah. Have I ever said that expression to make a long story?
No, you have not. That's not
in my vernacular.
I don't use it either. I don't even know how to say that.
No, like at the end of the day. I was like watching Mark Zuckerberg give a question and a Q&A at a village type open thing in Rome last week.
Oh.
And it was like an hour long and I hung on every word. I'm like listening to the questions from the Italians and watching him. And then a couple of times he said it at the end of the day and I was like so disillusioned. I'm like, not you too?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
That's a very business white collar thing to say. And it's it makes you...
It's a buzzword. It's a catchphrase. I don't want it.
And I believe it started on that show, The Apprentice.
Oh, that's right. You said that. It's, again, the Donald's fault.
Mm-hmm. And you'll find that as time goes on, more and more things will be.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that. I'm not even going there today. I'm not.
But you go there every day, don't you? That's your,
a lot because it incenses so me. But then I realize there's just kind of no point now.
Oh.
You were talking about an early election in the city of Brockton?
Yeah, we're going to, in October, there's going to be a week in the second half of October where at the Westgate Mall, you can go in there. And if you're registered to vote, go vote early instead of waiting in line in November where it's going to be a huge, huge thing. And get it out of the way. We're going to give you several days to do that.
Why do you think it will be a huge, huge thing? It may not be a huge, huge thing.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on back.
Come on down. You're the next contestant.
I think we talked about this on the last POD,
right.
Was that the voter turnout at a presidential election, and that this year is one.
Oh, yeah, they're going to give a contest if we free furniture or something, too?
Yes, if it's, with Bernie and Phil's, if it's over 75% turnout for the election, then your furniture is free that you purchased. But there hasn't been a 75% presidential election turnout since 1900. So that
they're
going to
be the type that'll probably split it like 74.9. It's not quite. They're going to be right down to the.
It's not even going to come close because it's typically about 50 or 55, maybe 60% at the most, but not even close to 60.
Mm-hmm.
It's been less than the half of the country for the most part in presidential elections. This one, more people are saying, I can't vote for either
of
them.
Right, right.
So it's going to be the lowest turnout ever.
That's your prediction.
It is my prediction.
Remember how you predicted the snow a couple of years ago when it was going to finally melt?
Correct.
Into May or something.
Yeah, it was June.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I was pretty close to it.
Yeah, because of that we count the car wash with the big giant.
Well, you have to, yes. Yeah. I did include the piles of snow that
the mountains.
The mountains of snow that were created by the man-made machines.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Still, June was like really ridiculous.
That was horrible.
And you know what? This winter's supposed to be bad, too, just to tell you.
No, it's
sorry.
Snowy.
What?
What?
Yes.
Well, it can be bad coldy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're like a three-year-old with your words. Yes, snowy. It's going to be.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Haven't you noticed all the acorns falling off the trees August 1st? Come on. What is that
there's
about?
There's a drought, Tori. That's why.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you explained that on?
Absolutely. It hasn't rained in like 6 weeks.
My roof just leaked yesterday. Boy, did it rain.
Until,
well, the other
until
day.
Until yesterday.
Until the day last week.
Until last.
It was last Thursday. Last Thursday rained like
that. That was crazy. Remember that?
They had buckets.
Yes, you do. But before that, and that doesn't even solve things.
No.
Because we're in a very large drought. By the way, we do this in Massachusetts. We're in a very, very a severe drought situation here. And it hasn't rained for about 6 weeks any more than just a light shower or sprinkle, which hasn't done anything.
The pond is dried up at the golf course. It's not even a water hazard anymore.
The golfers can't even pee. That's how dry it is.
I should finish. You should.
And that's how dry it is.
Yes.
That's why nature doesn't. Some trees are starting to change color because they don't understand what the hell's going on. And you're right, acorns. That's because of the drought.
Okay.
That's why that happens.
But usually, it's because I still think it's going to be a bad winter. I still think we're going to.
Oh, you could be right. I haven't checked the Farmer's Almanac. I believe you.
I know those farmers. Yeah. They know everything.
Last year, I don't know what if they were right last year. But can you imagine if this were the winter? And then we would have gone through an entire winter with no snow really whatsoever.
We would have dried up and blown away.
No, it would have been wonderful.
Why? We're already in a drought. Then we'd have no snow on top of that. We'd be the Sahara. What are you talking about?
I'm saying if the timing were different and everything was fine, and then the winter came and there was no precipitation whatsoever for the whole winter,
right?
That would be wonderful.
But it can't happen.
Not now, because now we've shot our load, so to speak.
Nature. Oh, nature.
Nature has shot its load, Tori.
Well, it was a guy I dated a long time ago that used the word Mother Nature all the time. And you know what? I wanted to just bitch slap him.
You could have sold tickets for that. Do you think that this guy actually thought that there was a Mother Nature?
I don't know, because he was a drunk.
So, yes.
Maybe. So and he always, when he was tired, he goes, I'm jet lagged. I'm awful jet lagged.
This sounds like a real ass.
He was a drunk, and he was infatuated with his teenage daughters.
Okay, this is like...
I know. I'm like, what? How low have I sunk? What is this about? Why? I need to, drop that guy, and I did.
Wow. Yuck.
He was kind of cute, but he was...
There had to be something.
He was 6'4", number one. And my mother said to him when she met him, she said, oh, he's too tall for you, Victoria.
There does come a point.
Yeah, 6'4".
It really does.
It was like ridiculous. You know, it was very tall.
Yeah. You know, tall people have problems too.
Oh, apparently.
Absolutely.
They're taller problems.
No.
The bigger the person, the bigger the problems.
No, it's just
more money, more problem.
See, less heighted, height challenged people, they do rather well because they overcompensate
with
the personalities,
sure.
which makes them very dynamic.
Yeah. I'm dynamic.
Yeah, you're about as dynamic as it gets.
Okay.
So you got that. When you're tall, when you're 6'4" or something, and if you don't play basketball, you are like worthless because you don't have that. You don't overcome it with your personality. You tend to shy backwards.
So you drink.
Well, yeah. Well, you do something, but you're not. When you're shorter, your personality becomes huge.
Yeah. Yep.
When you're tall. Your personality does not it becomes little.
That's
is what happens.
It
becomes little.
Yeah.
It's the opposite.
The Hitler thing.
The Hitler thing. Well,
Donald Trump, what's he about?
A little too far. I don't know how tall he really is. I can't tell. I know he's orange, but I don't know how he tall. No, that's just.
We don't know how tall he is, how much money he makes.
That just proves you can be a psychopath at any height.
Yeah, that's very true.
And that makes it really nice.
Or scary or dangerous.
Dangerous and scary at the same time.
Yes.
Did you hear about the thing in Mexico? I guess you did.
No.
He was invited to Mexico by the Mexican president. No one could figure out why.
Did he go?
Oh, he went. The Mexican president invited both he and Hillary Clinton because he said one of these two people is going to be president of the United States.
And we're going to chop both their heads off.
No.
He didn't say that?
No, he didn't say that. He said, I want good relations with whoever it is, so I'm inviting them both down here. And everybody's saying, why don't you just wait till after the election and invite the one that won? I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah,
with
he
this?
Wants to get that little in.
Yeah, he wanted some kind of publicity from it or something. So he and Donald Trump, before the invitation was even open, he was in his plane on his way down. And that happened last Wednesday. And the president of Mexico and Donald Trump are having private meetings. And then they come out of the meeting. They stand up in front of podiums. The Mexican people are pissed because they hate Donald Trump. Guess why?
Yeah, of course.
Because they're all rapists.
It's all like some kind of circus. This whole thing you're describing.
It was like Twilight Zone. It's like, this is so messed up.
Yes.
It can't be real.
It can't be.
So the people of Mexico are pissed at the president for inviting Trump down and giving Trump a chance to look like
a
he
platform.
Cares. Yes. Trump gets up in front of the podium, and there's two podiums, one for the Mexican president, one for Trump. And Trump says, we had great, great relations. We had great conversations. And then one of the reporters said, did you talk about the wall?
Oh my God.
And he says, yes, we talked about the wall. And we both agree that we both have problems on both sides of the wall. And this would help greatly.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Then the reporter says, did you talk about Mexico paying for it?
Uh-huh.
And he says, no, that actually didn't come up. We did not discuss that at all.
He's just a bullshit artist.
He was. And then everybody's going, what? Trump gets on a plane right after that that announcement, and he goes to Arizona, I think it's Phoenix or something, and he gives a speech on immigration. In the speech on immigration, he's yelling, flailing his arms, saying, we're going to build a wall, and they won't be able to get through, and Mexico's going to pay for it.
He keeps changing his tune, no matter where he is.
He was amazing. He was like, he's bipolar.
Yeah.
And then the Mexican president hears this. He tweets immediately.
No.
He says, we discussed the wall. I told him right from the beginning Mexico isn't paying for that stupid wall. And it's not going to happen. He's lying when he said that we didn't discuss it. And his people are still pissed at him. And he says, yeah, we discussed the wall. And I told him, this is absolutely ridiculous. So somebody's lying somewhere.
My goodness.
So this didn't cause Trump to look more presidential. It just threw him in the middle of another controversy.
I need a Valium.
I thought it was so funny. I thought that's an entire movie right there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, there'll be a movie someday.
Yeah.
It's already being written right now.
Oh, it's happening.
And I think Owen Wilson should play Donald Trump. I've always said that.
Because of his nose?
No, because they look alike.
Do you think so?
Oh,
really?
Look at pictures of young Donald Trump. Google it at your will.
Or maybe young.
And Owen Wilson, who is younger than Donald Trump, of course.
Yeah.
Why can't he play him? Then they put makeup on to age him. He's perfect. Owen Wilson, you got the job.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to sell tickets.
Wow.
But who's going to play Ivanka and all that? I don't know.
Oh, any whore.
Yeah.
Of course
Melania.
Not. Yeah. Sounds like he just wants to find these Slavic women
and just like exploit them.
My dermatologist told me I have Melania. And I don't know how long
carcinoma Melania, right. Whatever your name is.
Johnny Carcinoma Melania. I don't know what it is. Some skin thing. He marries people who were at one time naked in pictures and who can't speak English enough to slap
Maples?
Him.
Remember Marla Maples? Wasn't she one of them?
Yeah, but she was American and that didn't work out. So he
she
decided,
already knew the system.
He said, no more Americans. Just I can deport if it doesn't
and
work
have that
out.
Sexy accent.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's just, it can't be real. Please, somebody wake me up from this thing.
No, it's not. It's not real.
It can't be. Please.
Do you like texting, Ron? Let me just say it right now. I don't like texting and messaging.
You do it.
I hate it. I get sucked into it with these people. You know what? I'm good for like a minute, but they want to have these long 10, 15 minute, 20 minute conversations back and forth.
Oh, okay.
I want to set my phone down, and I don't carry my phone around with me. Number one, is everyone listening? I don't carry my phone with me. It stays on a charger, and I go about my day. Right. I don't keep it in my pocket. It's too big, and I don't have pockets.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So I'm not. If I don't answer you, it means I'm gone. I'm gone away. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have a conversation with texting.
Yes.
I feel like I'm being monitored, too. Like, if I'm not right there, where am I? I'm not, you know what?
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I've gotten texts from people, and I don't respond because I don't have it in my pants. And then, only 20 minutes later, are you all right?
Oh.
It's like, well, if I don't respond 20 minutes, I'm dead. Is that what you're saying?
When it comes to me, I hope you don't respond because I'm like, oh, good, I can go do something. Because then, should I sit here and wait now? Do I gotta wait? But if it's in the middle, and then these people get these heavy conversations through text, dramatic, yes. And then I can't walk away because I'm like, oh my god,
Sometimes it's fun to go back and forth, but the rules of texting back and forth are. Little spurts,
right?
And then you're done when you're done.
Yeah.
But yes, they're not to. You know, the least used app on a phone is the phone.
I know. It almost never rings.
Yeah. And the other thing that bothers me about the text, which I'm sure you're going to talk about, is that things can be misconstrued.
Oh, yeah, we've discussed this too.
Because you can't text sarcasm.
No.
You can't text
intonation.
Exactly.
Everything.
Exactly. And if you text long enough, I guarantee in every single text session, someone is going to misunderstand something that you just texted.
Without fail. Absolutely.
Right. You're just asking for trouble.
I don't want to ask. Mm. I don't want to do it. I consider Facebook Messenger the same thing, basically.
It is the same thing.
Yeah, because then I'm on. Then you see I'm on Facebook. Thing. So sometimes, you know what? I have a message waiting for me. I have actually two right now, at least two on my Messenger. As soon as I sign into Facebook, it shows I'm on.
Right.
So therefore, right now, it shows I haven't been on for like 15 hours or something. Yeah. So it's perfect. Oh, she hasn't been on.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Because if I'm not on Facebook for 2 days, I am dead probably. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's me. But
see,
so people would be.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the thing. I'm already so involved in it that now if I step away from it, people will be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And now, can I step away? Well, if I get a really good job, and I would. I'd have to. And that would be worth it.
You can't do it all day.
It'd be worth it. I'd be like, you know, have a things, you know, an agenda, a purpose.
I must say that what Facebook entries I've seen of yours once every 6 months when I go there, and I know you do it more than once every 6 months, they're interesting.
Entertaining.
They are.
They're pretty much, that's what I'm there for. And
it's
and
like
now,
the Tory show on Facebook is what it is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And right now I'm there to mostly distract myself too.
Right.
I did join on Facebook a couple of grief groups.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, what a terrible idea that was.
Oh, why? Too grievy?
Oh, yeah. You go in there and everyone, there's pictures of these young people and these stories. And you know what, Ron? Even before James died, I would read the stories and be so upset.
Yeah.
Now I'm even more upset. So I'm thinking, I can't go to grief counseling because it's all down and depressing and there's a lot of crying.
Yeah.
I'm on the meme website now, the meme groups.
I don't know what that is.
I know. That's too bad. But, you know, meme is... we've talked about this before. It's where they make, they're like jokey pictures with words.
Oh, that one, yeah. I got you. I remember.
And a lot of them are like, you know, double entendres and things like that.
Yes.
So that gives me, people are creating their own every day. I think
fine.
It's funny.
That's fine.
I want to laugh, Ron.
Yes.
I need to laugh.
Well, you have to. It's the only way to.
I'm crying every day. If people think I'm not, you're wrong.
Yeah.
So let me just get a little bit of laughter.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, and then someday there'll be more laughter than crying, and then more and more and less and less, and that's not
And it is
works.
What it is, but I feel like I'm going into the grief groups. I'm going in there to cry, and that's what's happening.
That was a bad idea. I always thought that was a bad idea.
But people say you have to do it. You got to do it. That's what you got to do.
You know, see, I went to therapy for stuttering, as
oh,
you
yeah,
probably
you're
know.
Right, yeah.
And the therapist...
Did he mock you?
That was one way to get me to stop.
I mean, I was curious if it's the
right.
same kind
stop
of bad
stuttering,
idea.
Stop stuttering, you jerk. Oh, you're
whoa,
very
whoa, 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 just say, run.
You're very good, doctor. I yeah. would have never thought of that approach. You're very, very good. It's like
tough
a stop
love.
A tour. Right, tough love. Tori did a stop a tour for about a year.
Stop it.
Anyway, yeah, he would say, like, everything I said, it was, well, how do you think about that? And it was just like, you should be paying me. why am I doing all the talking?
No, my therapist is way better than that.
Yeah, but no, what happened was they wanted to get everything out of me. They wanted all my deepest horrible fears
like
and things.
Like Scientology, they wanted to clear you.
Yes, and then what I realized when I did that was that this is stupid. It's not fun. You're depressing me. You're
right.
making me feel worse than I
and
did when I walked in here.
Yeah.
I thought I was okay. Now you're making me feel like I ain't worth crap.
So what'd you do?
I said that to him. I said, I'm not feeling good.
Okay.
And you know how he stopped doing it because I told him, I said, this is... What he did was on the third floor of this place that I went to...
He pushed out the window?
Sure, he tried to, but I can hold
You're
on.
You're like, the third floor. I'm already like, my heights are going off.
Can,
oh, no.
I know how to hold on real tight.
Oh, boy. That's what
on
she said.
On the third floor was a little gymnasium thing, and we
Wait,
went
what's
up
this
there.
Again?
I know. It was
in Jersey?
It was a speech therapy place in New York, actually.
Okay.
And on
oh,
the
New
third
York.
Floor
that explains
was,
everything.
Right. On the third floor was this gymnasium. And we would go up there, and at the end of every session, we would play ping pong.
Oh, I love ping pong.
Isn't that fun?
Table tennis.
Yes.
Well, it's in the Olympics.
Yes, pretty much.
It's a sport.
Oh, sure. And we would play tennis, like table tennis, for like the last 20 minutes of the hour
That's
session.
That's a long time.
Well,
good for five.
I wouldn't talk anymore. I wouldn't talk. I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So we did that. And in a very smart way, what he did was he diverted my whatever psychological reason was making me stutter.
Right.
I didn't stutter when I was playing ping pong because I was involved
That's
and
right.
I had taken my
so
mind
he's the expert.
Off of
it. He knew.
He knew. And it actually stopped after like five or six of these weekly ping pong games.
Good.
And we stopped talking about bringing all this crap out of me and focused on not thinking about the crap.
Interesting. That's a lot like me then. Okay.
But it actually worked. But it's a focus thing. As soon as you take your mind off of whatever it is, you realize there's other shit around that replaces it.
Well, I have to do the opposite then. I want to keep all the plates spinning in the air. Otherwise, I get drift down to think about, become sad.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to distract.
Right.
Because it only works for so long.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's what happened there. But
so I should go play ping pong. That's the answer I give.
Kind of. In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
I love ping pong. I'm not that great at it, but I'm willing to learn.
Do you know what I'm thinking about? Which is
no, I don't, because I don't have that ability.
All right. Well, try.
Okay. Is it red?
Yep, it is red. Oh, my God, you are so good. I'm thinking about starting to play golf, which I never liked, never thought of.
Can I just stop you? Don't do it.
Why?
If you do it, be prepared, okay?
Yes.
Because every person I know,
yes.
this happens to.
Yes.
You become addicted. You can't stop. You love it so much, you want to live on the links. You just want to play all the time. Your wife's going to get mad. It's going to be a disaster.
Tori?
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
Do you know me? Have I ever loved anything so much that I've
no
didn't want to stop
but
it?
But this one is like Candy Crush of sports.
Really?
Yeah.
See, what I'm finding attractive about it is that, well, except for the clothing, is the fact that I can kind of be by myself and nature
what?
And just hit a ball around.
Oh, I thought you were going out with the... Usually
oh,
it's
no.
a group.
Oh, no. I will not group.
Oh,
I will
solo
not group.
Golf?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's a competition, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, if somebody said you want me to you want to do a
go chop
duet
wood,
thing, what do you call
Ron,
it?
Just go chop wood then. What are you talking about golfing?
What
are
we gonna do with all the wood?
Well, get a wood stove.
I'm a Jew. I don't do things like that.
Oh, well. Anyway, I'm just saying that when you golf, you're trying to get a low score and beat the other guy's score.
No, I'm just trying to do it as low as I can every time.
By yourself.
Sure.
Well, you still might like it. I don't know.
I don't know.
You might fall in love with it. I don't know.
I don't think I would. I'm not worried about becoming addicted to a sport.
All right.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Well, this is a sport.
Right. I'm addicted to hitting a ball around a large yard.
Where are you going to do this?
That I don't have to mow myself.
Yeah, but where are you going to do it?
Golf course.
Yeah, but which one?
There's one nearby.
You going to join one or can you do public?
No.
Not joining. No money, please.
I do not want to. Well, it's not that. For $10, I can play 9 holes.
Oh, say it, that's what it is. Cost more than that, though.
And not where I'm going. I got a caddy.
it's an orgy.
$10, and I'm figuring if I do that twice a week, that's like the price.
And it's
of a
good
drink.
Therapy. Okay.
I'm thinking of it. No, I will. Oh, God will not join, and I will not play with anybody. I will not do that because
you don't play well with others.
No, I don't. I don't. I want to get away from
that. People.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's my goal in life.
Well, you
and
know,
eventually
what?
I shall achieve it.
We all will.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think it'll actually work that way.
Okay.
Because people are going to see you by yourself.
Yes, they will.
Approach you.
I know they will.
They want to play through.
Well,
do you know
that's
what that means?
Why I'm not going to be a member. Oh. Yes, they're going to play through me. They have to wreck through my legs. Is that what that means?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Do you ever play miniature golf?
Oh, I love it. I'm the champ. I can't be beat.
How do you
my short game is perfect.
How do you get through that windmill?
It's timing.
Really? It's rough, man.
I don't know. So I might make a couple of attempts. But overall, my score will be better than yours.
Yeah, because it's only like...
I haven't been in 4 years. Nobody will take me anymore.
Why? What do you do?
Just no one wants to go play mini golf.
Why?
Because people are lame. They want to go to movies and go eat food. I don't like that.
No.
I mean, it's okay, but I want to play mini golf.
Well, you go and do it.
Just
you need someone to take you. You need someone to take
you. I want competition. I want to beat somebody. Yeah. Do it myself. Yeah. So what? I do great by myself. And I look like a loser out there playing mini golf by myself.
True. You don't see anybody doing that, do you?
No, I haven't stooped that low yet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I have. I don't know.
Well, I don't think so. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. Just trying
to
try
it out
and
let
time.
Me know how it goes when you golf. Have you ever tried it before, though?
And yes.
we're really milking this golf thing.
Right, it is. It's gone way beyond the allotted time. I used to play golf with John Shanahan every once in a while.
I can picture that.
But it wasn't, we weren't playing golf. We were just doing comedy routines pretty much.
Then that's perfect.
It was fun, but now he has
it's
a job
a
and
thing.
I don't, so.
Yeah.
People I have a job, but it's over in an hour.
Well, people have those things called jobs. I'm not really. I'm looking for one. I applied for one, actually.
Did you really?
Are you listening out there? Yeah, I applied for a job. One job at a time. So this one's in Canton, and it's office work.
Yeah.
And I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with copying and faxing.
That's fine.
And filing.
People fax still?
It's like, I don't know.
Okay. So, and?
And I don't know. I never heard back. I was on Craigslist. Like, you know what? I had a good gig on there last year.
Really?
And the creative gigs. I made like $200 for like 2 hours.
I kind of wonder why someone would advertise a job on Craigslist to begin with.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know. But I got a job.
Do they have employment agencies anymore? I don't even know.
I think there's a temp agency. They were calling me.
Those are for temporary jobs.
Right.
No, they used to have agencies where you would go in.
Right, they did.
Fill an application, sit down with somebody, and they'd find out what things you're good at.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And
why
then
they
would
those?
Find you a job, and you don't pay the fee, the employer pays the fee.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And what I loved about that was if someone hired me through the agency, it must be because they really, really want me, because they have to pay for me.
No, now they have day labor.
That's temporary.
I know. And it's labor. Yeah, and it's like they want guys to go chop wood and bust rocks.
Well, that's what you suggested I do.
Well, that's for your own mental health.
Yeah, that's different. There must be regular agency. There used to be tons of them when I was growing up. Tons of them.
Yeah, but that was like the 50s when Leave It to Beaver
was
and
it
stuff.
The 50s. I wasn't
and there
in
were
the
no
50s.
Mosques.
It was later than that. It wasn't in the 50s.
No, but I mean, that's what I remember really it being catching on
you
as those employees.
Born in the 50s.
No, but I've seen pictures of employment agencies and old Chevys.
They have them in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s.
Yeah, that
and then
too.
After 2000, all of a sudden it was like.
Because the terrorist, they won. Oh, I knew it.
Well, you know, it was the internet, but yet there wasn't.
That's why there's no travel agents anymore.
That too. That's why there's no anything
Arnold's
anymore.
Going out of business. You believe that? Atlas Travel in Brockton's been there for decades. And he's poor Arnold. I love Arnold. Hi, Arnold. You don't think he listens, but he's a great guy. And
he may listen, actually.
He announced that he's, yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
He's a guy that, just for those of you may not familiar, there's a city in Massachusetts called Brockton.
City of Champions.
And he ran for mayor of it a couple of times.
Smart guy. He's my dad's bud.
He reminds me a little bit of Bernie.
Yeah.
In a way he might look like him, maybe around the same age.
Yeah.
But you picture him behind the White House desk with piles of paper and half sandwiches.
He would have made a great mayor.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We always vote for him when he's on the ballot.
I mean, you talk about people who are just like you. This guy would have been just like, Trump isn't just like you. I hope Trump isn't just like you.
Ugh.
If he is, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Because that's not just like me.
No. Who did I not want to talk to? I said earlier today.
Human beings?
Yeah, but if they did something, I don't want to know remember?
With teeth? That too.
Maybe.
Oh, if you had soy.
Was it the soy thing?
It was the soy thing. You're not going to talk to them. You're not going to date them. Tori said earlier today in the amphitheater that if you drink soy milk, there's a possibility that can cause you to grow man boobs.
Well, yeah, this estrogen. I never knew this in soy milk. And I think it's plant estrogen, so there may not
perhaps
be a problem. But
perhaps
still, there's controversy, and I don't think you should be drinking soy milk. So I don't want to date anybody that drinks soy milk. Either drink regular milk or no milk.
Or almond milk.
Oh, yeah, that's not soy, right?
No.
Oh.
It's nut milk.
Oh.
Which I didn't know was possible.
Nut milk. There's so many ways to go with that.
I won't date anybody who drinks nut milk.
Oh, Ron.
Yeah, I won't.
Oh, you? If you only knew.
You?
Okay.
Anyway.
Been there, done that.
Anyway, that's not the point. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff.
I guess I forgot about the nut milk thing, so.
Well, that's a possibility. Well, you could date someone that, but I know.
Yeah, I don't
really
mind
soy.
The nut milk. But
soy is actually bad for you. It's not really good for you to drink just soy.
I don't know what it is.
Soy?
It's like a sauce for Asians, right?
Well, it turns into a sauce for it's for everybody. They seem to have figured it out faster than anybody
like
else.
Duck sauce and soy sauce.
Yeah.
And what's that mustard called? The hot mustard?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's just hot mustard.
Wasabi?
No, that's green and that's Japanese. But it's also hot.
Or was that Tonto's?
Kimosabi.
Kimosabi.
Good one. I see that.
That's what
similar.
You have to have. That's the medical, what you medically kimosabi. Have to have when you have too much sabi.
Kimosabi.
I'm sorry, but you have sabi. Well, we're going to have to give you kimosabi.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's a good meme. I'm going to try to meme that.
Yeah. See what happens with that meme. Yeah, so I don't know even what we were talking about, to be honest with you.
Oh, just soys and things.
Yeah.
And
well, we only got about 5 more minutes here.
Oh, good.
By my clock.
That will work.
Yeah.
Very well.
Very well for you. Hey, by the way, the Tory show is going to be starting up in
the
a
new
week
fall
or so.
Season.
The new fall season. New fall shows.
We laugh. We jest because this is like 365 days a year, usually the pod, right?
There's no season.
But Tory might be seasonal. Yeah. I know I'm hormonal, so seasonal.
It was. It's interesting because you get into the mind of Tory, and there's a lot of crap in there.
I'm doing this by myself, much like you're going to golf alone. I'm doing this alone. So it's difficult. You're used to doing this every day alone, but I have to try to really focus up and let my mouth go. And
yeah.
I'm going to be doing some driving shows.
That was one of the most fascinating shows that you did last season was you did one from your car as you were driving. It wasn't the whole show, I don't believe.
And it will never be.
And I was longing. That's true. Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I just drove around Brockton. That was something in itself, though.
But it was interesting because it's true that when you drive, your thought patterns just are it is like therapy. It's like therapy for yourself when you think out loud while you're driving.
Yeah. But I have rage, road rage.
Which makes it even more, that's like serious, and then it's intertwined with humor. like the road rage stuff is fun.
I guess
it can be.
Mine's legitimate though. I need to work on that. I'm in therapy, and I bring it up every week.
Oh, it's interesting. I don't know.
She has ideas to, you know.
Do you realize that every single person on this planet has a reason to be in some form of therapy? It's true. It's true.
Really? I don't know about the Buddhists. I think they have it figured out.
All right, maybe not the Buddhists.
Okay,
but. Everybody who lives in this country has an issue or some type of major baggage that they will never overcome for their entire lives. And not that therapy works. I truly believe that therapy does not work.
Friendship, a free therapist. That's all friends are. They're free therapists. And I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm tired of it, but you know what? I'm in that role now, Ron.
Of what?
Of people telling me all these problems, a lot of them for hours at a time.
I think they've always been like that. That's not all of a sudden.
Well, maybe I'm focusing on it now because I have the biggest problem of all, and I don't even talk about it with anybody.
You have the biggest problem.
Well, I mean, my son. That's a problem. And I don't talk about it with anybody. And if anybody has a right to, it's anyone that's lost a child. And here I am not even discussing it, but I'm listening to all these other people bombard me with their problems. So I actually yelled at a panhandler the other day. They came at me for money, and I was at the breaking point.
Yes, and?
With thinking, and I just got in her face. It was a woman, and she just backed right down. I feel like saying, you know, what do you want this money for? Drugs? Is that what you want?
Oh.
My son is not alive anymore, so whatever your problem is, it's not. I have it a little worse than you, okay? I mean, don't ask me for money in my face.
She's
standing outside the drugstore.
Did she say anything?
Sorry. They just back right down.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I've never gone there. I've never had to go there. I know. Right. She really didn't. But this other woman was watching me and almost like giving me a little nod, mm-hmm. like, you know, someone's finally doing this.
Good.
Instead of going,
good.
I'm sorry, I don't have anything. But I will tell you why I don't and why you're not getting anything. And if life is tough, yeah. But you don't stand. I'm not standing outside.
Right.
I don't have a nickel right now. I'm not standing outside begging for money.
Right. Yeah.
You just go live in a box.
Right.
Maybe sometimes you got to do that.
She does.
But you know what?
Maybe she wants a nicer box.
Was your son hit by a train?
Yeah.
Was he? Oh, okay. Probably then not. Please don't talk to me.
Right. Right.
Thank you. That's all. I mean, I think I stepped over the line. Maybe. I don't know. But I was right on the edge, Ron.
Well, the other lady said, good for you, because that's, I think sometimes a little reality check on people is good.
I don't care who was looking. I was right, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why they...
Well,
you're
in front of Walgreens, so...
No, it wasn't Walgreens, but I almost wanted to go back into the drugstore and say, hey, you know, you got a panhandler out here. Why don't you just... I don't like that. Get rid of them, please.
Yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate outside a nice drugstore.
Were they standing right outside of the drugstore?
Right on the sidewalk.
Well, then that's
right
private property.
Right outside the door.
That's private property.
I was shocked and angry, obviously.
Yeah. I would have certainly gone into the manager
going there for 10 years, never happened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would say I don't come to the store to be stopped
but
by
I was
someone
so mad,
on
I
your
just
property.
Peeled out and drove like a bat out of hell
good
to get home.
Good
but
for you.
I guess. But I should have maybe been calmer about it.
I have sensitivity to panhandlers. I do. But
I always did before.
Well, now they're a franchise because they're all over the place.
That's a good point.
Well, it's true. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then they're looking for money. She looked kind of drugged out. I mean, I think they're looking for drugs, some of them, or a lot of them.
You don't know is the
problem. I don't
know,
but she looked a little strung out. That's another thing that set me off.
And then I've told you the story that I've seen panhandlers stand out there, and you know what they look like and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know what's coming.
And I've seen them at the end of their shift.
Yes.
Walk through a little wooded area and get in a very nice car.
Mm.
And I don't think there's an explanation for that.
Thanks, Obama.
No, that's not.
That's, I know, I'm kidding.
That is not an explanation.
That's just a saying.
Thanks, Obama.
That's a meme.
You know, it's funny how in our society, we blame presidents when things are going bad. When things are going well, we don't give them any talk whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I remember when the gas prices were going to hit $5 or $4 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And we were blaming the president. How can this happen? How can you let this oil situation take place? This is the lowest gas price we've had in the summer for 20 years.
Whoa.
But yet we don't go, Obama, he's got this.
Right,
I guess we're producing enough oil here where it's not affecting. Good job.
We need alternative sources for energy, number one.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of that same old story. Yeah. We need wind, you know, air turbine. We need solar, hydro.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
It's a whole industry.
We're really tied into the lobbyists with the oil.
Well, we are, because they got plenty of oil to sell, and they're not going to be cut off.
Come on, it's 2016. This is ridiculous. It's not like 1816. I mean, 1916. Whenever we had water, whenever we had oil. They had the horses back then. It wasn't even cars.
True.
what did we do with the oil? What did we do with all that oil?
We had oil-run horses.
No, but I mean, it was in the earth all the time.
It was there all the time.
So we never piped it.
No.
Why?
Well, guess what? There's the huge power of the ocean has been there all the time. The sun's been up there for quite some time now. All those things.
But why did we start pumping oil? When did that happen?
In this country?
Yeah, I mean, just in general. Like, when did all of a sudden some human get the great idea to pump into the ground?
We just
struck it accidentally. Oh, look at this black stuff coming out of the ground. Yeah. Like the Beverly Hillbillies?
I guess it was the car industry that, I don't know enough about that.
I'm curious now. I need to go back to school and figure this out.
I don't know enough about that at all. All I know is that when people complain about jobs going overseas, that is not what happened. What happened was we killed our own jobs with automation and with internet.
Yeah.
All those jobs that people are talking about, losing jobs in car companies and all that, it's not because companies went overseas. It's because we don't use people for these
technology.
Things anyway.
But you still need a person behind the technology, but not as many. So the jobs are fewer, but you still need someone to run that.
Oh, absolutely. You can take a factory and build cars and have robotics take the jobs of probably about 3,000 people.
Wow.
At that one location, and then
a couple of supervisors. Look at Detroit. It's just
So, I mean, we did
wasteland.
That to ourselves. Yeah, some jobs went overseas, but even if they stayed here, they'd be automated anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make much difference.
Nothing matters.
So job-wise, no.
Now, we're
so
a bummer
stupid.
Today. Did we laugh? We laughed a few times.
I laughed a couple of times.
I laughed. Prove I didn't laugh.
Well, you got all the stores closing. We used to have people working in stores.
It's Labor
and
Day.
Stuff.
Nothing's open today.
But I'm saying, you have people working in all these stores. Now the stores are closing down.
Oh, right.
Because we can buy things online and have it shipped to
us. Yeah, but you pay for shipping.
I know. That's what I've always said, Tori. And then you double pay when you get it, and then you don't really like it. You have to pay for the shipping back, usually.
I don't have any money, so I don't buy anything right now.
But
when I did, I like free shipping. The word free shipping catches my eye.
Have you ever gone into a store and saying, I'm going to buy a banana? And then and you pay for the banana, and you can actually sit in the car and eat the banana?
Absolutely.
I guess in today's technological world, you would order your banana, and you'll get your banana in 2-3 days. Or you can pay for extra shipping.
Yeah, but then it's squishy, and I'm not hungry
absolutely.
Anymore.
But that's the same theory. I like giving somebody money, which is the wampum. And then they give me the product, and I have it in my hands. I'm happy.
Ah.
I don't want to...
Instant gratification.
Yes. And
not
I
delayed.
I thought that's what this generation was about, instant gratification. But no, apparently...
It is.
It's waiting till you get the shipment gratification.
Some people want bragging rights. Oh, I bought it online. to Amazon.com.
I saved so much money. Ooh. How much was shipping? $75, but that's not the point.
No, I have Amazon Prime, Lucky me.
That's right.
You're not me.
Was that free? No, I have to pay for that, but nonetheless, I do have Amazon Prime.
But it's worth it because I buy so much because I have so much money.
Why is it rich that you have speech impediments? I don't understand.
Their jaws
that
are like Thurston Howell.
Oh, yeah.
They talk like this. Then it all comes out like that.
Those are people with white teeth, too.
They don't go to dentists.
No, they don't. They don't
have to. They are dentists.
That's they own dentists. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Tori Lagarde, Ron Van Dam will be with you next week. Until then, we wish you peace.